This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a moment to talk about the benefits of circumcision. I'm not I picked that up because your friends and mine in the federal government, the Communicable Disease Center, says that there are we need to have guidelines. This is something that, this is yet another, this is part of, by the way, the 3,415 regulations that were secretly sort of are under the wraps of Thanksgiving in darkness. They were issued last week. This is one of them. So we're going to talk to Ron about that and other things that are medicinal, including the benefits of French kissing. We've had that going on. That's been one of Kenny, what's
what is that your favorite story?
I just think that it's really a fabulous story, frankly. It's a fabulous story. How many of us don't French kiss? I think we got everybody here. Richie, you said you had French kissed, I think, the day before. Jennifer, well, she seems to be lacking in that department. She
that is just rude. And by the way, I German kissed.
Would you like to tell us about what a German kiss is? Let's get
make sure
the tape is rolling for this, Richie. What is a German as opposed to a French kiss? And I asked this question to you the other day. I don't know how the French kiss got called a French kiss.
I kissed a French guy once.
You kissed a French guy.
And he was a light shade. He was like a mulatto guy.
Really?
And I was out having fun with my friends, and it was in a dark club, and my friend's like, oh, you just kissed a French black guy. And I was like, what? Didn't know he was French or black. This is one of my prouder moments.
This is Jennifer, so discerning, and the men she hangs around with. All right, so Kenny, we established the. Well, we I don't want to go through this again, but I want to get to it with Ron a few minutes. Meanwhile, the headlines in New York City, the tree. Maybe I ought to talk a little bit more about that. The president has picked Ashton Kutcher. Oh, wait a minute, no. Ashton Carter. What? Is there any difference?
Didn't he just take over for Charlie Sheen? A different
Chuck? Where's my Pentagon?
Ashton Carter is his name. He used to work at the Pentagon. I understand he was in charge of the laundry, but he's the only guy that Obama could find to run the Department of Defense, so he's graduated from running the laundry in the Pentagon to actually running the Department of Defense. A former reporter, so this is, I don't know why anybody's talking about that. I think under the circumstances, the most interesting parlay here is the cat fight, snippy stuff going back and forth between the White House and the Department of Defense, i.e. the president and Chuck Hagel, who apparently have enormous animosity at this point toward one another. And for whatever the reason, I don't know if this is true or not. Richie, you're in the Beltway, so maybe this is part of what's in the Washington Post. I haven't looked at the Washington Post yet today. So the Hagel got chosen. He was a Republican, and it was kind of, as I understand it, the people on Obama's staff didn't pick Hagel because he was qualified, but because it was an up yours to the Republicans. One thing else, they looked for a Republican who'd say yes to serve in the administration, and then they could say, look! We got a Republican working for us.
And if you remember correctly, all the Republicans said he was not the right guy for the job.
No.
And still do, even though McCain supports Hagel, their friends, had basically said he was put out there on an island and with no support, micromanaged from the White House, and they basically screwed him over.
And he's not a fan of our Jewish friends, isn't he? Didn't I hear that? Wasn't that a big rumor? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't hear that. You mean he's not a fan of the Israeli government?
I mean, we know Obama isn't, but
Well, and by the way,
whether Hagel is or isn't.
As part of what's going on today, a lot of people are talking about the Israeli government falling apart to the point where Netanyahu had to call for an election. The country now is not worried about the Palestinians. They're worried about all the various factions. And you wonder whether that comes about as a result They're not quite as bad as the Italians in destroying governments or having them crumble and fall apart and then have to rebuild them again. But I don't think Netanyahu has been in and out of there about four times, I think, over the last 20 years. But his government is done, and they have to have an election. So, all right, before we get to Ron Hoffman, I want to spend a minute. We talked a lot, Richie and Kenny, about Uber and their carpooling service. They have launched service in New York, and this is it's called Uber Pool. It's a new subset of Uber, be available in New York starting tomorrow. They've done it in San Francisco. They've done it in Paris. What it does is match up riders who are going to the same place. You start near the point the two people are together, and then you go to the same place. They have put a software program together that identifies calls that are coming from areas, you know, big population areas. If you're, you know, on the corner of 56th and Avenue of the Americas, let's say, and there's somebody on the corner of 55th and Avenue of Americas, they pick you both up and you both want to go to JFK, bingo, that's what happens. So that's what they're doing to get your mind off of whether or not the data that you give them. This is another big story today. They're referring to this as Ubergate. A lot of people, I think it all started with one of the guys that runs Uber taking a shot at the newspaper reporters who were denigrating Uber service. Isn't that right? Do I remember that correctly from last week? Anybody on board with me, or am I on an island by myself here?
You might be on an island. Really? I don't remember that one.
All right. Anyway, news about Uber, one wonders whether this is sort of a one of those pylons where a lot of people who don't like Uber because they have good service and they do a good job and they aren't expensive and it's making everybody look bad, they're piling on. Now, the rumor is because you have to give them it's a software program. So you have to get an app. You have to give them where you are. And you have to give them credit card information. And apparently, their database is not well protected. So the question is whether or not if you use their service, Uber's service, is your information a sitting duck for hackers? Are you likely to get hacked?
You know,
more
it's so funny. These stories don't even faze me anymore, and I'll tell you why.
The hacking
story.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, someone is going to get your information. That's just the way of the world now, and it stinks, but you have to be diligent and keep an eye on your credit report and just look and watch, because somebody's going to get hacked all the time. I'm not going to let it make me not use a service that I want to use because I'm afraid of that, right?
Yep. Right. By the way, Richie, do you know that the number one city in the world for Uber riders is Washington?
Hmm. Yeah, we have a guy here.
A lot of young guys there.
Really?
I see it on his credit card bill every month.
What, he's got a company credit card?
Yeah.
Can I get one of those?
Really? Yeah. Come on
it's
to work.
It's become very popular among the political class in Washington. During this year's midterm election, for example, Uber accounted for more than 60% of the rides in Washington.
Well, the politicians can't drink and drive, Doug. Come on.
I think that's
trouble.
Right.
Yeah, they drink an Uber instead.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Up next, Dr. Ron Hoffman here to talk to us about French kissing and whether or not circumcision is worth the risk. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi. Welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm behind the buy.com senior editor David Gregg with my holiday gift picks for everyone in the family. The easy-to-use Canon EOS Rebel T5i digital camera takes high-quality pictures and vivid HD videos while providing quiet and continuous focusing. Plus, using one of Canon's many lenses provides the power to creatively capture any moment to make it last way beyond the holidays. Acer's Aspire Switch 10 is a 2-in-1 PC that combines the best of a tablet and the functionality of a Windows notebook. just at $329. The full HD display, 2-pound brushed aluminum case, and scratch-resistant glass makes it durable and powerful. The magnetic snap hinge allows quick changes from tablet to notebook mode. FragranceNet.com is a one-stop shop for all of your holiday gifting needs. Find the largest inventory of genuine designer brand name fragrances, skincare, hair care, cosmetics, candles, and aromatherapy products, all at up to 70% off department store prices. From now through Christmas Day, get 15% off holiday purchases by entering coupon code DGHT4 at checkout. The Polar Loop tracks daily steps, distance, calories, and sleep. It even compares restful versus restless sleep. The Polar Loop activity tracker is waterproof, so it can be worn in the shower, while swimming, or even at the beach. It's now available in misty blue or black curtain color options and costs under $110. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, now 17 at the hour. Dr. Stephan, the Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is here at our service. His website is superb for medical information, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I don't know whether you're going to carry this Intelligent Medicine or not this week. The CDC says, finally, I've been waiting for these all my life. The federal government is telling parents, well, maybe you should think twice about having your newborn son circumcised. Isn't that something that is required in the Jewish religion?
So it is. It is required in the Jewish religion. It's also a ritual in the Muslim religion.
Yeah.
But the fact remains that 80% of men worldwide are non-circumcised, because this is actually something that was purely a religious practice until the early 20th century, when it began to be adopted as a hygienic practice.
Right. Yeah.
Because it was thought to reduce the risk of transmitting sexually transmitted diseases.
And is that what the thinking is now? I mean, we all know how imminent danger is from AIDS and stuff. It's only been going on for 40, we've been talking about it in this country for 45, 50 years, so now the government's right on it.
Well, you know, look, there is a reduced risk in transmitting HIV. There's also a reduced risk of transmitting HPV, the human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer in women, and rarely can cause penile cancer. Very, very rare condition in men. Much rarer in men who are circumcised. The other types of problems, inflammation, right. Infection, yeast infection is more common when you have a foreskin.
Every guy in this country just crossed his legs right.
Yeah, ouch.
Not those.
Penile and cancer are two words that do not belong together.
No. Well, the foes of circumcision are called anti-cutters, which kind of graphically describes what that's about.
Okay, let's talk about Frank Kitting.
Because you're such wusses.
Okay.
Men are like the worst.
Yes, we are.
All right.
From the sublime to the ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay.
Now.
The CDC has not published guidelines yet on French kissing, although it's in the works.
Of course it is. Right. With the 3,400 regulations that were passed last week, who knows? All right, so now the news is out about French kissing and the fact that in one 10-second French kiss, the transfer of 80 million bacteria takes place between the two perpetrators.
Right. So you're swapping more than spit.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. And apparently this is good because it helps immune systems work better. Does that sound like sense?
You know, the bacteria that are present in our bodies are actually part of our bulwark against infection, as long as they're mostly good and not bad bacteria. Mm-hmm. I looked at that study, found it interesting. What happens is that after a French kiss, obviously there's a great deal of similarity between the bugs among the kissers, but actually you maintain individuality. It reverts back to your own pattern. It's almost like a fingerprint, the bacterial pattern in your mouth and in your gastrointestinal tract. It's very individual, and you have to French kiss very frequently to share the same flora. Here's an interesting thing about the study. They looked at the accounts of men versus the accounts of women about how many times they French kissed, and they found there was a tremendous disparity. Men generally exaggerated the number of French kisses that occurred, about 2 to 1. But in one case, it was a ridiculous case where the woman reported that she French kissed 8 times per day. That's quite a lot. Yeah. The man said it was 50 times a day.
Really?
Would you have time to, like, work?
Those are the ones
exactly.
Kissing Jennifer, I think.
Right.
Those are the people in that survey. All right, check out
Jennifer,
Doctor.
Was that you at the party the other night?
That was me.
It was dark. I couldn't tell.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Ron.
D.R. Hoffman. .com Intelligent Medicine Newsletter.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Christmas songs of the day from the Sounds of Christmas website, soundsofchristmas.com. It changes every day as people's tastes are changing. The choices are wide and broad on soundsofchristmas.com. So here are She and Him with a Christmas waltz, or waltz, waltz, which was a big introduced to the year 2011. So that goes to number 10 slot. Number 9 today, Paul McCartney and Diana Krall.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That sounds so much like McCartney.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Their version is a Christmas song.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
If you want to sing along.
Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe.
I'm waiting for Diana Krall.
Will help.
She's playing the piano.
She's not singing.
The season bright.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you can play the piano. What do you need her for?
Tiny tots. With their eyes.
They can't move his hands slowly enough for this. Is that it, Kenny?
We'll find it hard to sleep.
No, it's just a chance to work together.
Nice, yeah. All right, that's nice. Number 8.
They know that.
Back 1968. Otis Redding. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay fan. Fame. His version of White Christmas.
Christmas!
Never heard this before. Are you surprised this is moving up, Kenny?
No, this was actually the number one song of the year.
Was it?
2 years ago for it. Yeah.
I didn't remember this at all. All right. Let's see here. Pamplemousse.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
was absent this day. Number 7. This is fun. 2010. This is very nice. What are you going to tell us about Pablo Moves, Kenny?
They are big YouTube musicians. YouTube.
Are they?
Huh. They're very big on YouTube.
They're doing this just for fun?
No, they make a lot of money.
Are they?
The stuff they do on YouTube, absolutely.
Yeah, good. Good. Okay, very nice sound to them. All right, so that's number 7. Number 6 today. There we go. Christmas album was in 1964, and that's where this comes from. Nice. Richard Marx now the number 5 song on Sounds of Christmas from 2011. What do we know about him, Kenny?
He had a lot of big hits in the 80s, wrote a lot of songs for people after that, and is just starting to get back into doing stuff for himself again.
Oh, good. All right, so he's number 5 today on the soundsofchristmas.com. Chuck Berry. Run, run, Rudolph. Rudolph ain't too far behind. I was wondering if this would show up. 1958.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town.
This is so Chuck Berry, isn't it?
Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway.
Number 3, Hasty Dizzy. You're going to have to help me with this too, Kenny.
It's a group that does bluegrass versions of rock songs.
Okay.
This is a Led Zeppelin
version of
parody.
Misty, yeah, okay. 2009, Misty Wonderland Up. Number 2, Darlene Love. There you go. Hey. And then number 1 this week, today. Eddie Floyd, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. 2012. Top 10 tunes on the soundsofchristmas.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our...
It's time to ship your gifts. Trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
'Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals.
With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase. While supplies last. Ulta Beauty. Gift gorgeously.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get it going.
Get going. Get it on. 33 at the hour. Doug Steph and the Good Day Gang, Richie and Jennifer and Kenny. We're going to talk oil prices with Adam Cooper, who is from Quest Automation Services. His primary focus has been the balance, the oil and gas industry, the balance, what it is that oil and gas bring to the surface, I guess, in our lives, much as anything else. Prices going down, is that good? It would seem to be good. Let's see if, in fact, that is good. 888-302-3684, a number you want to keep in mind right now, as in the offing, we have a free Christmas turkey for you, if you can tell us how sales went on Cyber Monday. What was the total amount of money to the nearest billionth? Is that right? Billionth or to the nearest billion? I don't have to have on it. This is a heavy number. If you have the right number, you'll get a heavy turkey. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. The number. I'm looking for the number. The total amount of money spent on that one day, on Cyber Monday. Remember, we talked about how things had spread out over the course of the, what, 2 weeks before? I think we talked about the advertising starting and things sort of being down on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But on Monday, Cyber Monday, this X number of dollars was spent. I will tell you, it was the heaviest online spending ever for one day. I know Meredith contributed probably half of what was spent.
I did my part, too,
sir. I'm sure you did. Yes, exactly. All right, so what's the number? 888-302-3684. If you know how much money, I'd be interested to know from you how much money you spent buying things online on Monday. Did you do it on Monday because everybody else around you was doing it? Why is it just Monday? Today there'd be a lot of money spent online, I'm betting. Sunday, whatever. So More money all the time being spent online, that's for sure. So what's the number for Monday? 888-302-3684. How much money was spent to the nearest billion-dollar mark? Right answer gets a free Christmas turkey from us here. Good day. Speaking of turkeys, story at DougStephan.com today about New York police officers who are going to be punished. Certain police officers in trouble for snapshots that they have been posting online. Today's Daily News reports that several female officers could be docked vacation days for posting pictures of themselves in their uniforms, aside photos showing them in civilian clothing, sometimes without too much clothing at all. The president of the police association, Pat Lynch, says there's nothing wrong with the pictures because they show what the officers would wear in the real world. However, it's Frank Reagan, who's the police commissioner in New York, right?
Uh-huh. I love him.
Yeah.
The little blue blood reference.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The department has banned officers from posting photos of themselves online while they're in uniform unless they are at official ceremonies.
I'm pretty sure it's a good idea.
What, to not have... I wouldn't want people to know. If I was a police officer, I wouldn't want them to know any more about me.
Well, you know where you are, what you're doing. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Huh. Well, there's too much of that anyway on Facebook. And same thing's happening apparently on Instagram. The officers in question posted, Kenny, on, at @blueline_beauties. That's where you can find them. Dedicated
well,
to law.
I think it's been taken down.
Oh, has it? Oh, because they've learned their lesson, or they're afraid, or what?
They didn't say it; just disappeared.
There's another Instagram feed @blueline_beefcakes. Huh. Apparently, that's for the male officers. They taken that one down too.
Probably.
@blueline_beefcakes.
Gotta love that name.
The poll today at DougStephan.com asks you whether you ever post things on social media you don't want people who work with you or you work for to see. Isn't this the way now?
If the answer is yes, you should excuse yourself from the planet.
No, right.
Do you sometimes post things you don't want people to see? Everybody's going to see it.
Sooner or later, yes. But I'm pretty sure they'll never look on my pages as A, B, mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't really care. C, yes, but not publicly. And D, no, I'm fine with anybody seeing anything I post. Really? So if you post things on social media, you want to participate in the poll today at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, we asked you at the poll how this year's Christmas shopping was comparing to last year's amount spent. Let's see here. 26% of you said you're going to spend the same amount of money this year as you did last year. 24% said I'll spend less this year. 23% said I'll spend a lot less this year. 19% said I have no idea how much I'm going to spend. 7% said I'll probably spend more than last year. I'm sorry. Well, I'll probably spend more this year than last year. And 3% said I've already spent more this year. Have you spent more or less, Jennifer?
That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly what all I've spent yet. I'm going to have to see, but probably about the same, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm. Richie, how much have you spent?
I'll be about the same.
Same as last year.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, what about you?
I haven't spent anything yet, but I imagine it will be about the same as last year. Hmm. I just don't like to shop before a week.
How much online shopping are you doing versus going to the store?
Do you know I did every bit of my shopping online this year?
Really?
Every bit, and I'm all done.
The shippers will love you. Boxes galore.
Oh, I've got tons in my living room right now. You should see them.
We have a standing, the FedEx and UPS trucks just keep coming down the driveway. Keep on coming. Come on down! All right, so we're still looking for the answer for the Christmas turkey, 888-302-3684, for how much money was spent by Cyber Monday shoppers. What was the number? How much was spent? And this is just a number for America, not... Do they even do this stuff elsewhere? Is there such a thing as Cyber Monday in England or Europe or... South
oh, I
America
think so.
Place? Is there?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Really?
At least in, I'm sure, Western society, yeah.
Hmm. I wouldn't have thought that. I don't know why, but I wouldn't. I don't know why. I just don't. I'm thinking.
The Brits are big online shoppers.
Oh, yes, absolutely they are. Yeah. Continuing with the good news about cheaper gasoline and what it is doing to those who are trying to sell cars and those of you who are buying cars. Automakers making their monthly reports yesterday said they experienced better than what they expected to have as sales in November, and most of it was for cars that use more gasoline. Isn't it funny? Maybe I guess it's just like we're so silly in this country. Not a lot of gas around, or it's expensive, buy a Prius, or buy a hybrid, or buy... Now, a lot of gas and it's cheap, I'm going to go out and buy an SUV. Where's my new Suburban? And that's what's going on. For the last couple of years, the auto industry has benefited from low interest rates, but mostly selling cars that were... there were cheap, economical cars to drive. Now, the more expensive cars that cost more money to operate are selling. There are a lot of aging cars on the road because there was from 2008 to pretty much this year, people weren't spending a lot of discretionary income. I don't even know how they're doing it this year because the economy is no better for most people this year than it has been for the past four or five. Is that the case with you, Kenny? Richie? Jennifer?
I'm totally the same as I was last year.
Nothing's changing.
Right. So why is it that people are buying cars? Is it just that the cars are wearing out? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and you know, there's a desire when you don't have something to really want it. So maybe people are just, you know, sick of not getting what they want, and they're just going for it.
Richie, your brother's in the car business where you were. Are they finding better trades? Yeah, are used cars worth more or less now than they were, let's say, a year ago?
I don't know that it's changed much between last year. I just talked to my brother, as a matter of fact, and he's at an auction, and he's getting ready to buy 20 or 30 cars today for dealers that he supplies.
Really?
So, business is moving along pretty good. But the value of the cars, it's pretty much, it's good. It's decent.
Good. It's decent.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of...
Just bought a car from me.
He did. That's why you were talking to him?
I needed a new car for my mother-in-law, so he found something for me, and it's reasonable stuff. So
there you go. You want your mother-in-law to be safe, right?
Yeah, she was driving my old Volvo, and it's just it's time to replace it.
All right. News from Chicago, the latest city to raise its minimum wage. Listen to this. The city council is telling businesses they must pay $13 an hour to anybody who gets a job in Chicago. From now on, they'll move it up. It's a scale thing.
Good luck with that.
A couple of years. What are you, suicidal?
Putting businesses just
out of business.
Yep.
They don't give a damn in Chicago anyway. The first rate goes from... This year, they're making $8.25 an hour now as minimum wage in Chicago. It goes $10 an hour.
That's a jump. $8.25 to $13, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Takes a couple of years to get there, but this is the raises, go for tip workers from $4.95 to $5.95 an hour if you're working for someplace for tips. I think that's pretty damn outrageous. The government is, once again... Take a deep breath, Doug. All right, here's Beverly in Bryan, Ohio. How much money was spent on Cyber Monday by people in America, Beverly?
$448 million.
Where'd you get that number?
I got it off of the computer. I'm not sure if I'm reading this right.
Was that your computer? Is that how much you spent on Monday?
No, I didn't spend that.
You? If not, wow.
No, that was that's not the right number. The number is five times that, as a matter of fact. About slightly over $2 billion was spent by Americans on Cyber Monday. So I don't know where that number, that $448 million, came from. But it's not the right number, at least correlative to what I've found looking around for various records. But it was a good try, Beverly. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. Good to hear from you. Let's make it 16 before the hour in a moment. Let's talk about the price of oil and whether it will affect how you're spending for Christmas. That's next on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
The Risks to Your Money Have Never Been Greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hey, Doug Steph. Have a good day program. Adam Cooper has been leading sales at Quest Automation Services. They work with the oil service companies around the country. His family's been in the oil and gas industry, so he's very close to the business and doesn't necessarily feel the same as I do or we may. We're looking at it superficially, perhaps. Adam Cooper, thanks for joining us. So you are not so sure oil prices being low is so good for us. Why is that?
Well, oil and gas in the United States, we're trying to reach our energy independence from Saudi Arabia, OPEC, and to do that in the United States, fracking and producing oil is a little bit more expensive than it is in other places in the world. And companies like ours is going out into the oil field and trying to reduce costs to make sure that we can compete with other countries like OPEC or Saudi Arabia. And by doing that, we can reduce down costs, but right now, with oil prices being at $66, we actually cannot produce the oil in the United States to get to the energy independence for that price.
I was reading something earlier this morning, Adam, that suggested the opposite, that we can still sustain profitability if the prices even go down a third below where they are now. You don't agree with that?
No, we can maybe in the Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford, we can get down to as low as $53 for projects that have already taken place. But for drilling to continue, fracking to continue in the United States, we have to be at around $80.
All right, so that was
OPEC's way of
just thank you. That was exactly what we were going to ask. Is this OPEC sticking it to us? Is it
trying to keep us from being energy independent?
Cutting the price so that we'll stop and they'll be back in
the crack deal or giving you a free bag.
Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. They have always tried to keep prices of oil high.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually now coming back and cutting prices And instead of saying, okay, we're gonna drop down our production in the United States, or over there, they're gonna drop it down.
No, they're gonna bring it up.
The price inflated. So they're gonna start producing more now.
Yeah.
And all they're trying to do is
keep us hooked to them and not do it on our own.
The crack dealer on the corner and just trying to keep
us. So we're not even looking at it that way. Adam, that's a great thing for you to expose to us. Thank you. Adam Cooper here.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case, normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These two are twins, Prancer and Dancer. And this lad with the great big antlers is Comet. Old spotted nose here is Cupid. This white-faced boy here, that's old Dasher. He loves to run, he does, he really does. He'd rather run than eat. And this noisy one with the floppy jowls, he's Vixen. Modern methods of production here. I'm talking assembly line. I'm talking wave of the future. The thing about me is that I don't lack elf assurance. I'm not afraid to rock the slate.
So, Dudley. Didn't Dudley Moore star in this, Santa Claus the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Dudley Moore. Christmas all over the world here, movie music by Sheena Easton from that movie, which was the big Christmas movie in 1985. Good Lord, that long ago. He's been gone for about 10 years, hasn't he, Dudley Moore? Young when he died? Seems to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was pretty young.
I think he's been gone for over 10 years.
Yeah, you may be right about that. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. If he can't do it, nobody can. He's going to bring us up to date with all of the movie news, including the latest on who likely is behind the cyber attacks on Sony Pictures, coming right up here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
All right, let's get to what's going on in the world of movie-dom. And speaking of dumb, experts say the evidence points to hacktivists and not the North Koreans, Chucker, despite widespread speculation that the Koreans were involved in the cyber attack on Sony Pictures. So what movies are now exposed, and what damage does that do to a company like Sony, who in this circumstance they count on, not surprise, but they want to get the first weekend's billing up, right? Does this screw that up for these pictures?
It could cost them some money worldwide. I mean, the Expendables 3 was leaked online, and that probably cost that film of the studio, the producers, $10 million in box office grosses.
Really?
But the reason that how this story got started, I guess, there's a comedy coming out on Christmas Day titled The Interview. It stars Seth Rogen and James Franco, I believe, both co-wrote the movie. And the movie makes light or makes a lot of fun of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, who is a character in the film played by an actor. He reportedly was very upset about this, and that's why people speculate that they had hackers go into Sony's system and try to take revenge and hurt. But who knows? I don't know. I mean, it is interesting speculation, but what kind of damage? I'm sure they're not happy about it, but I don't know long-term damage of it.
Nah, didn't do no big deal. All right, so what else have you got for?
I got some movie news. British actress Felicity Jones, who's terrific playing the character of Jane Hawking, Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything, in talks to co-star alongside Tom Hanks in Inferno, the third entry in the Da Vinci Code series under the direction of Ron Howard. This actress, Doug Felicity Jones, I think is going to be a major player in the business. She really is terrific.
How old is she? She looks pretty young.
She's 31 years old. But looks a lot younger.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
He looks right. And in The Theory of Everything as a movie, it's a solid film with some really good performances. One other bit of news, actor Matthew McConaughey, who currently stars in Interstellar, reportedly in talks to play the villain Randall Flagg in Warner Brothers' four-film adaptation of Stephen King's end-of-the-world novel, The Stand. Jamie Sheridan, an actor in the 80s, played him in the miniseries. He was terrific, but if they cast McConaughey, that's a major coup.
All right, so what is that? He just wants to do something different? Is that it? I mean, is this good? People expect McConaughey to be the good guy.
I think what it is, I think they're targeting him to, he's going to get a big paycheck. He's a terrific actor, and he'll make the film a lot better. It's a major part in that movie. It is the villain, but it's a well-rounded, well-written villain, and I think he'd probably be very good and have a good time playing it. So it's a win-win for all involved.
Yeah, having a good time doing that kind of work. This movie, The Crucible, premiered this date, 1996, Daniel Day-Lewis, Winona Ryder. Do you remember that?
I remember it somewhat. I don't think it did very well at the box
office. No,
I think it was about the Salem witch trials, if I remember.
Ah, right. You're right. He's great in those movies.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.